The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Second hour of the weekend edition. Got two of the three musketeers with us, Gary Savage and Rick Ackerman. Going to do a little bit of commentary for the next couple of segments on what the market did today. Unbelievably, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up Friday up almost 200 points, 185.47. The S&P was up 21.58, and NASDAQ was up 36.7. Boy, I got to tell you how wrong people are when they say that bit my tongue again when they say that this market is just solid and ready to go forward. Right, Rick?
Yeah, that it is. It's just all fundamentals, and you can't fight the truth, Al. Actually, I'm just being a wee bit facetious. For me,
a wee bit facetious. Yeah.
Just a tad. I was watching the market last night. I went out to a movie, but before I did, I was just putting out some final comments, and I tweeted a short in the evening S&Ps. They were coming down pretty hard. They were actually coming down almost too hard to follow as I was putting out this negative forecast, but they came right down to a target, and this morning they basically did a two-step to a rally target, and the shorts are becoming very predictable here. It's not entirely their fault. They're being manipulated in the way that they were last night. Essentially, the smart guys pull their bids. They let the market drop into an air pocket where essentially the sellers dry up. You know, you take things down so far that even the sellers who might otherwise be desperate think, geez, do I really want to sell out at these ridiculous prices? So essentially, you wash out the sellers. And then you run it back slowly overnight, which they did, and you bring it to as however far it'll go before buying pre-opening has exhausted itself. Then you just wait for shorts to do their magic, which is what we saw today.
Gary, when we look at the markets just over this last week, we've had some volatility up and down, but the fact of the matter is we're ending this week negative, but only a fraction negative after a big drop last week. And you know what, if we were talking about gold and we wanted to take a bullish look on this, we could say that, oh, it's setting up a base from this little pullback and now it's going to go higher. Do you think that's going to happen?
For gold?
For the conventional markets, sorry.
Oh, for the conventional markets? I have always been nervous about this decline, and as I've said before, the Fed has expanded their balance sheet from $800 billion to $4.5 trillion in an effort to create basically an asset bubble to promote this wealth effect philosophy that they have. So to think that they would stand by and let this thing collapse, I mean, it almost collapsed in 2011, they're just not going to do that. You know, they're going to protect this. So I wanted to see the market come down at least to 1895. That would give us a 38% retracement. And at that point, I could say that we clearly have an intermediate decline. And then, you know, at some point, the market's going to recover and at least test the highs. But, you know, didn't quite get there. It looks like the Fed made sure that this thing, you know, has rallied into the close on Friday, which just makes no sense with all the strife in the world and, you know, so many variables that could happen over the weekend. I mean, realistically, who is going to be buying this thing going into the weekend? So it just looks to me like the Fed had decided enough was enough, and they want this market, you know, going back up, and they've got it going up into the close here Friday, so they've got it set up for a Monday morning ramp job. And, yeah, it just looks to me like the correction's probably over and we're going to head back up and test 2,000. I still don't think we're going to get through that on the first try, but it sure looks like we're headed back up to test it anyway.
Well, let me throw this thing at you guys, and that is, right now, the world is really in an interesting situation. Let's forget the geopolitical events dealing in, you know, in the Middle East. Just for a moment, let's forget about that. Let's look at the economic situation. Okay, you got a 25% unemployment rate in Spain. You have Italy, which is, you know, I mean, it's not a country of no consequence, and they're starting their second recession. Okay. Is there perhaps a possibility that savvy investors on an international level are saying enough is enough? The safest place to park capital right now are the conventional markets in the United States. I don't think that's an unreasonable assumption. Rick, what do you think?
I think the term savvy investors is an oxymoron. There are no savvy investors. There's just an inexorable flow of money into things that have different yields. And, you know, there's so much. Let me address one other point that I don't think the Fed is really caring from one day to the next what the market does. And I don't think it has a role at all to play. It's basically put the credit out there to be used in any way. And, of course, a lot of it is being used. We discover that most stock buying these days, other than short covering, is being done by companies that borrow money, not because they need it, because it's almost free for them to borrow money to buy their own stock. So that's been a major support under the market. But as you can see, it's illusory. There's no real bullish buying out there. So, you know, I think everybody's going to turn on a dime the same day. But until that day comes, the popular wisdom is that you buy stocks, you shun bonds. And I can't tell you exactly when things are going to change, but I can tell you with absolute certainty that it will reverse 180 degrees.
Rick, I agree that it will reverse, but I still believe that as long as the Fed keeps these interest rates at extraordinarily low levels, and even though they're not, well, even though QE isn't at the levels that it was, or it, allegedly it isn't, they still have that card up their sleeve, and the Fed will be there not allowing these markets to fall. Gary, do you think that barring that the markets can actually fall if we keep these low interest rates?
Oh, they will fall at some point. You know, all markets oscillate from extreme overvaluation to extreme undervaluation. And if you look at a long-term chart, a 20-year chart, I mean, there's no doubt that the Fed has created another asset bubble. It's just, you know, how high can the bubble go before it bursts? But we definitely have a parabolic move going on in the stock market, in the S&P. And at some point, that's going to topple over under its own weight. It's just going to get so overvalued that, you know, the liquidity won't stick there anymore. But, you know, I couldn't tell you when it's going to top.
I think Gary, you just were able
to pick that top in 2000.
I think Gary just answered your question there, Corey, about, you know, can the market collapse with interest rates at zero? Of course it can, and it's almost certain that it will, because I put this out there 100 times that there's about as much chance of actual tightening as there is of a Martian invasion. There is no question that any real tightening would absolutely obliterate this market. So it's a given that when the market finally collapses, when we go into a bear market, it will occur with interest rates at administered rates at or near zero.
God, what am I looking at standing on our deck? Oh, it's a deer. I thought it was a pilot of that thing that landed on the golf course out there. Something about Earth or bust or something like that. Rick, I got to tell you, bud, I agree with you 100% with what you're saying. I mean, you know, I'm just this former consultant who happens to know a little bit about economics and happens to know a little bit about finance. There's a couple of common terms, and I just, it strikes me that it can't keep on going. How long can the government keep this thing propped up? The answer is very simple. The government can keep this thing propped up as long as people want to believe that it can. And that's going to go on indefinitely. And you know why it's going to go on indefinitely, in my opinion, at least through the midterm? Simply because they don't understand that it can't go on forever. forever, and they do not want to face the consequences of a corrective action. We're going to be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,60104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13,60104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our roundtable with Gary Savage and Rick Ackerman. Guys, last segment we chatted about the conventional markets. This segment, let's focus on the precious metals. We had gold after the close on Friday. at just above 1310, I believe 1311. Silver closed right around $20. So we haven't seen too much movement this week, but there was some ups and downs. Gold, I still think, is extraordinarily range-bound. We keep on hitting these pretty tight targets, and whether it's the low target or the high target, gold bounces off and just kind of hangs out there for a couple days. Rick, let's get your comments first on where you think gold is set up after this week.
Yeah, there's no question that gold likes to screw with our minds. But that said, I've got some pretty specific numbers in this would be basis the December COMEX contract. And the action's encouraging, but I've learned essentially to put the burden of proof on bulls. I've got to see it happen before I say it's going to happen or something else is going to happen. So I've got a 1369 target on the December contract. That's about 70. We're 13-13 now, so we've got 55 points of running room. That's a good rally, but we stopped just shy of the 13-25 threshold, above which that higher target would have been a go. So I'm going to wait and see what happens last night, but if we have stalled out at today's high, just a tick below that what I call a midpoint pivot, I think we're going to have to go lower.
Gary, from a cycle perspective, what are you seeing in gold and even silver?
Well, from a cycle's perspective, I think at this point we can clearly say that we have a daily cycle low for gold on August 1st. So if gold goes below that low, which came in, I believe it was like 1280, 1281, if gold goes below that, then there's no doubt about it. We've got a failed daily cycle. That would indicate that the intermediate cycle is now in its declining phase. So gold has to hold above that. On the other hand, on the upside here, we've got what looks to me like a clear manipulation zone between 1320 and 1326. The bullion banks do not want gold above that level. It was right there last night, and then, you know, as far as I can tell on no news, got hit in the pre-market, another 7,000 contracts dumped. Again, you know, nobody's going to trade gold like that in the pre-market unless they're trying to take it lower. So, you know, we've got two very clear lines in the sand. The bullion banks are trying to cap the price below 1326. They don't want it above there. We've got a daily cycle low at 12, let's just call it 1280. Whichever one gold goes above, then, you know, if it goes above 1326, then I would say the fundamentals have regained control of pricing and we're going up. If it goes below 1280, then the daily cycle has failed and the intermediate cycle is in decline, and I wouldn't look for a bottom until maybe September or October.
I find it interesting, Gary. You know, I don't disagree with the manipulation thing given what happened very early Friday morning with the 7,000 contracts being dumped on the market and the price going down about $20 in an instant. So it's pretty hard to agree that or to disagree with the manipulation theory in that sense. But, you know, I have to say, you know, in listening to Rick and in listening to you and in listening to my own gut level feelings and in listening to Corey, I think when you really look at gold in a very basic sense, never mind the price, I think people got to buy it just for security. And I know that's a simplistic statement, and I know that I say it a million times a day, but my God, what else is there? Rick?
Well, I've always agreed with you on that point, Al, but it, of course, it's scant consolation to people who have bought much higher than where gold is now. I expect a lot of them have been shaken out over the last couple of years. But no matter how steadfast you are, and let's say steadfast just of your level of steadfastness, it's hard to watch gold go up and down and up and down and basically nowhere. As you have, you've got to make up your mind to simply hold it and forget about it. The only way I can do that myself is to get gold coins. And I've got a maple leaf sitting on my desk. I love the way it looks, And sometimes I'm tempted to sell it, you know, just for cash flow needs. But it's but when you keep it in hard form, I think it's much easier to come around to your way of looking at it, which is just buy it, hold it, and forget about it.
Well, here's an interesting thought along those lines. You know, people will say, well, look at how much gold has decreased in value, let's say, compared to the conventional markets. I mean, people have done pretty well in the conventional markets over the last two or three or four years. But let me put this up to you. If you're comparing gold to the reasons that you buy it, which are, I'm not even sure what word to use here, you know, political devastation or what have you. When you compare gold to that, the reasons for believing in the truth, with at least my personal philosophy, are getting stronger and stronger every day, don't you think, Gary?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that the reason to buy anything is because you think the price is going to go up. You know, if you think the price of gold is going to go up, then you buy gold. Now, a buy and hold strategy, you know, it's a strategy, but it's one that worked very poorly in 2013 and cost you a lot of money. Obviously, there is an alternative investment, or, well, there are many alternative investments to gold. One, of course, being the stock market, which appears to have implicit support of the Fed that is not, you know, they are not going to let that market go down, you know, for as long as they can until they lose control of it. Like I said, nobody can tell when that's going to happen. You know, I just don't know that if a buy and hold strategy is really viable when you consider what happened in 2013. And if that was to happen again, then, you know, your reason for buying, like I said, any asset is because you think it's going to go up. And if gold starts to go back down, if it were to break below 1179, then, you know, the buy and hold strategy just means you get, you know, lose some more money. You know, personally, I think you have to be careful here. Like Rick said, the easiest way to do this is to hold physical, but that still doesn't protect you. If the powers that are trying to force this market down succeed, then you're going to continue to lose money. So I don't know. I think you have to be careful. I agree with every fundamental reason there is for owning gold, but I also understand that there are players in this market that are trying to force it down, and they were hugely successful at doing that in 2013. So far in 2014, it's trading sideways, but we don't have any indication yet whether or not gold is going to go up and make people money, or whether these forces are going to gain control and you know, break it down again, and people are going to lose a lot more money.
Guys, wrapping this up, talking about buying and holding physical for insurance and protection reasons, I think it's a great reason to do that. Unfortunately, from an investment standpoint, I don't think that'll drive prices higher, simply because I think a lot of the individuals out there right now aren't looking to save money. They aren't looking to put their money into gold. And I think a lot of average investors out there are already priced out of this, and they don't actually have that kind of free cash flow to put into gold. I don't know if this will stay that way, but we look at the economic factors in the U.S., and it's hard out there for some people. So, guys, always appreciate this roundtable. I hope everybody else did. Everybody stick around for the next two segments with Chris Temple and Glenn Down.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs and Chris Temple, a couple of very, very politically savvy guys, I have to say. In this segment, we're going to chat a little bit about the topics du jour, which are really obviously the situation, the renewed situation in Gaza. We're going to talk about that last. We're also going to talk about our opinions on the U.S. involvement in Iraq right now. And then, of course, we're going to touch on the Ukraine. Let's start with get away from the Middle East a little bit, Glenn, and let's talk about what's going on in the Ukraine. It's, you know, I think the Russians are looking pretty good right now. What does Glenn Downs have to say?
Well, thanks, Al. You know, actually, they are in a lot of ways, but if you go back to the fundamental foundation of a lot of this, it all started with a country that was broke, and it's throughout all of this, it's remained broke. And so, as such, even after all the political machinations, the military machinations over there, it's still a broke country. So trouble, anybody that thought trouble was going to just pass over and go away was probably misinformed, because they weren't paying attention to what the basic situation on the ground was. But as a lot of facts and circumstances about how the lead up to this current crisis, shooting crisis, began, it sure looks as though there was a lot of culpability from Western countries, including the United States, and less culpability from the Russians than you would believe if you watched mainstream media here. So many more chapters, I think, to be written in that story.
Chris, what's your feeling on the potential of this Ukraine situation continuing to get out of hand and further affecting Europe and even trickling over to the U.S. here?
Well, as Glenn just alluded to, we aren't faultless in all this. We had a lot to do with all of these paying for these protesters for hire and running Yanukovych out of town, and he may not fit of anybody's idea of your favorite next-door neighbor, but he was a guy who at least had some relative order in the country, and now we have disorder. I think that if Angela Merkel and Vladimir Putin got on the phone with one another, and as a precursor to that, both of them made it very clear to the United States that this is their problem over there and they want to settle it. They don't need our, quote, help. I think that they would settle this in short order, because now this tit-for-tat sanctions thing is going to start hitting the average person on the street hard. It's nearly guaranteed that Europe more broadly is going to go into a new recession. And I hope at the end of the day that Merkel is going to be more a European and work with Putin as she really needs to do and should do, and vice versa, and tells the U.S. to stay out of this. Hopefully we have that, because if we don't, I fear this is going to continue to escalate.
I want to switch over, if you guys don't mind, to the situation in Gaza right now. Bob Moriarty sent a very interesting email to Corey and I yesterday, Friday, which, by the way, we did post the guts, for lack of better terms, on the of that email on the site. But, you know, there's a lot of bickering going. Bickering is obviously not a strong enough word, but there are a lot of rocks being thrown from one side to the other side to the one side to the other side, pro-Israel, anti-Israel, and many people feel that the Israelis are overreacting entirely. I'm not sure that I would agree with that one. But a gentleman by the name of Moshe Feiglin wrote what he believes is a solution for Gaza, and he says the solution is one warning from the Prime Minister of Israel to the enemy population, in which he announces that Israel is about to attack military targets in their area and urge those who are not involved in and do not wish to be harmed to leave immediately. Sinai is not far from Gaza, and they can leave. This will be the limit of Israel's humanitarian efforts. Hamas may unconditionally surrender and prevent the attack. Pretty interesting idea, don't you think, Glenn?
Well, interesting is one way to put it. But, you know, part of the problem here is, and just start with part of what he just said, which was that it's Sinai's right there and there's not everybody can go there. In fact, they can't. And that's part of the problem, is that the Israelis, they're part of their talking points have been for years, is that what they want is that the Palestinians that live in either the West Bank or in Gaza Strip to disperse into the other Arab countries, because they're all, you know, Arab brothers, and that would kind of take care of the problem. The problem is that the other Arab countries won't let those, even if you think that's a good idea, the other Arab countries won't let those Palestinians in, either because they don't want them or because they want to use them as part of as a bargaining chip in this geopolitical chess game. So, I for one think, you know, these problems, obviously they stem from not just, this is not two normal countries. There are a neighborhood full of normal countries. They're tremendous religious and ethnic and spiritual calculations that are going on as part of this. And so it's very difficult for me to see how there's going to be any sort of a lasting peace in that part of the world, this side of the second coming, so to speak. So it's going to be really tough.
Glenn, I don't think that we will see any sort of peace in a meaningful sense over in that area, simply just because they're very fundamentally different beliefs coming from two very different factions that both want that land and both believe that they're entitled to it. So for me, I think that that we're just going to keep on watching this sometimes escalate more, but never have full peace. Chris, how does this, turmoil in the Middle East play into investing decisions in your eyes?
I actually, as far as narrowing it down to the subject of the markets and investments, on the surface, what's going on between Israel and the Palestinians and Hamas and Gaza is probably third on the list. We've got a lot more to be concerned about when it comes to Iraq, and if this now is going to start to escalate again, and certainly where it comes to Ukraine, which already is having a pretty significant impact on the markets, more so in Europe. But I mean, you've got European stock markets in just the recent past down anywhere from 7 to nearly 20% since this all started. We've suffered much less than that because the U.S. markets are seen as more of a safe haven. But as far as the Israel and Hamas thing, that's third on the list as far as the immediate economic impact. There really isn't that much there.
Well, there may not be that much there, but I have to tell you, well, I've got a little problem with this microphone right now. I got to tell you, it's a situation. It's a never-ending story, and it's a situation that we personally on this site really, really hope gets worked out. Got about a minute and a half left here, Glenn. Any final thoughts on what's going on in terms of our involvement in Iraq?
Well, Al, obviously, you know, the president has done some limited bombing here. But to me, there's been just a, you know, we've had a, this is just, if anything, a real declaration of failure of the thinking of the U.S. foreign policy establishment. They have spent, you know, a couple of $1 trillion to turn Iraq into Iran. We've spent untold scores of money and blood and treasure, and civilians have died in that part of the world in order to try to stand up this new regime, which just isn't working. And when they first, you know, this whole thing with ISIS, ultimately you can go bomb them some, but unless the Iraqi regular soldiers and army are willing to fight them and stand and fight, then good luck. Good luck.
I think, yeah, Glenn, I have to agree with you that I don't really know what the U.S. can do to help out over there. I don't know who really anybody can help out over there, simply because, as I mentioned, there's so much turmoil going on in that area. We're going to continue our conversations about some geopolitical issues that just seem to be heating up all over the world. I really don't see any country, for that matter, having their stuff together, in a sense, and going in the right direction. That includes the U.S., but unfortunately, I don't really know where we can look as a good role model for economic policy. People are saying that Putin is doing some good stuff. I don't know if I want to jump on the Russian bandwagon here anytime soon, but we will be chatting about this in the next segment. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Chris Temple and Glenn Down.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe?
As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition. We're staying on a political note right now. Corey and I continue to chat with Glenn Downs, Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones, and Chris Temple, publisher of The National Investor. Got to put in a plug for Chris here. The National Investor, go to our favorite sites section and click on Chris's picture, which is clearly labeled. This is a newsletter you really ought to take a look at. Okay, this came out, gentlemen, from CNN yesterday, Friday. Direct quote, just 13% of Americans say the government can be trusted to do what is right always or most of the time, with just over three quarters saying only some of the time and one in ten saying they can never trust the government, according to the poll. 13% of Americans say the government can be trusted to do what is right. You're part of the government, Glenn. What do you think, bud?
Well, heck, I work here, and I don't trust the government. Heck, I don't trust myself half the time, for crying out loud. But, listen, it's a real serious problem, because we've sort of moved into a post-constitutional America. And so we have what the Constitution says and what the rule of law says, but we increasingly have elected leaders and unelected officials who are just doing whatever they want. Mr. Obama's famous, I've got my telephone and I've got my pen, and if Congress won't do something, I'll do it, that kind of thing. And if people start beginning to think that they're the suckers if they play by the rules and they follow the law, because, you know, they're not the ones that get bailed out. They're not the ones that, when they get caught with their hands in the cookie jar like HSBC did, laundering drug money, for example, nobody got prosecuted, nobody went to jail, no admission of guilt, just give the government some money, you get a jail free card. So as people begin to mistrust the laws, the Constitution, and the instrumentalities of government, it's a heck of a problem going forward in terms of having a real civil society.
one of the big issues I think of government right now, and one of the reasons why the average American doesn't trust the government, I feel like, is because it seems like they're looking out for the big businesses. We've been posting articles throughout this week that have covered this too-big-to-fail issue that seems to be back in the headlines because I believe it was somebody in Congress stood up and said, these banks still don't have an adequate plan because they are too big to fail in case something goes wrong. And I think it's just a continuing aspect of people feeling like the government is out for big business rather than themselves. Chris, what's your take on this?
Well, I agree with everything that Glenn said. I mean, we're at a point right now where the average American cannot look any longer at the federal government, at least, and trust them. I mean, here we have a president. We were all chatting about this off mic earlier. A president, yet again, who is supposed to be progressive. He's talked about a lot of populist themes and so forth running for president. And yet, what do we have? More spying than ever on the American people, as well as even on our allies. Real wages have been declining for 40 years. That's not been turned around. Here's a guy who railed against Wall Street and yet helped to bail out Wall Street. And so, again, we have, all right, well, we didn't like the Republican. We put this guy in there, and the lot of the average American is no better. As I've said from time to time on this program, one of the things that people need to start doing, and I'm really encouraged to see this in so many different ways, including even where I live here in northern Illinois, is that a lot of people of goodwill, as they can do it, are starting to take back one piece, one element of their life at a time from this top-down power structure that has failed all of us. Looking at different things that people are doing to augment their lifestyle, to get away from big agribusiness, to get away from the banking system, all these different types of things. And I'm not saying you go and hide in your basement and sit on top of your gold and your dried food and your guns and, you know, wait for the rapture, Armageddon, or that kind of thing. But there's a lot of really good proactive things people can be doing to start to rely on one another, not look to Washington as much anymore. You know, as Glenn said, we're in a post-constitutional phase. The Constitution's been dead and buried for a while. For all practical purposes, let's go back and start to build things up from the ground up in our local areas again. Start with yourself, your family, your church, your local township, your community. Look at things like food banks and farm-to-market type of efforts and local exchanges for business and local currencies and all these different kind of things. There's people doing this all over the country, and which is a lot more constructive thing to do than to just carp about it all the time.
Well, there's no question about that. It's time to start doing something. We've been stressing that on this program for quite some time. But, Glenn, what can people do in your opinion?
Well, everything that Chris said is a great idea. Another idea from political action, I think, would be to focus on trying to get elected locally people who share some of the same worldviews that we have. I think the national and international problems are just too big, and too much is already baked in the cake. I think most people that obviously listen to your show and come to your site would be of at least a similar mind that we've, a lot of what's passed as economic growth over the past few decades has really just been done the old-fashioned way. It's just been with a lot more debt. And a thing that can't go on forever won't go on forever. And so the day of reckoning, you know, it seems to have really already hit, and we're just trying to keep the corpse, you know, moving through a lot of heroin and speed and all kinds of other drugs and cheap money and cheap credit and just kind of hope everything works out. Well, it's obviously not working out very well. So that day of reckoning is going to come, and that's not even a political debate. It's mathematics, it's demographics, and it's compound interest. What you do about that might be a political debate, but the due bill is coming. So, but what you can do is organize your local community and your local government in light of these larger, overwhelming international kinds of trends and debt the energy paradigms that we're running into. And Chris does great. I listen, I'm just saying because I'm on here today. Every morning I start off and on my iPod, I download your daily editorials for the Corlin Economics Reports. And Chris does great work with this, so people would be well served to follow his work. But you can control what you can control, and don't spend so much time trying to fret about or try to control that which you can't control.
I got to tell you, I think that's a really, really good point. You know, control what you can control. And I have to say, I know I'm going to get a bunch of mud slung at me for saying this also, but I have to say, you've got to get to the polls. You know, it's easy to say two-headed snake. It's easy to say all the rest of it. And I don't disagree with that. But we have to start someplace. And I think a major voter turnout, as opposed to just despondency and a feeling of giving up, is not the answer. The answer is getting active politically, number one. The answer is getting involved in philanthropic causes that you know, after having done some due diligence, are truly worthwhile. Nobody's going to make this cut. Politicians, obviously, gentlemen, are not going to make this country great. We got to do it ourselves. Who wants to comment on that one?
Well, de Tocqueville said that America is great because Americans are good, and America will cease to be great if Americans cease to be good. So I think you're right, at least to the extent that people working on themselves is making, maybe we all need to take a look at our own lives and do a gut check and ask how we're spending our time and in light of these things, and who are we representing, and how are we representing those values that we claim to believe in, and start at home.
Well, and as far also as doing what we can reasonably do ourselves and not worrying about the rest of it, I love to quote once in a while from St. Augustine, who said, do what you can do and pray for what you can't do.
I think the big takeaway here, guys, is everybody needs to stay well-informed and also get out there in your local polls. I know just from personal experience, it's very important to vote locally, just because those are big changes that can be made that will affect your lifestyle. All this international aspects and everything that's going on geopolitically, we can chat about it, but there's actually not much we can do. We need to start off locally. Al, I know that you agree with that, being in a small town just across the border.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. You know, no one's going to make a difference around here. We live next to a community called Blaine, Washington, that is really, really impoverished. And I have to tell you, the people at SemiAmo have really rallied. They've really jumped on in. They're really trying to help. I mean, it's easy to sit back and bitch, but you know what? There is absolutely no response for remedial action.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.